24 points. This is SRN News.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-727-9105. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-727-9105. 800-727-9105. 800-727-9105.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do overthink everything.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should just get fake plants.
It's the President's Day sale at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. See a lower price? We'll match it. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, I'm kicking off on the party. Let's just most of roll it back, everybody. Charmin's gonna be super soft and hella nice. Our grip is always stocked. It's our party
vibe. Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
And we call it QB reps. We rep probably 10 guys. It's just marketing and NIL. We don't do contract agent stuff.
David Morris runs Quarterback Country. He and his team prepare the nation's most elite quarterbacks to perform at the next level. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Weather can change quickly here in Alabama. Stay on top of the latest weather developments with the Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With storm system number one moving through, we have the risk of showers and thunderstorms into the evening hours tonight before ending. Very mild tonight, low 60. Tomorrow, the rain chances are small, maybe an isolated shower. High temperature up to about 76 for Wednesday, upper 70s to near 80 on Thursday with mostly sunny skies. Then all eyes on a big deal storm system on Friday with the threat of severe weather and maybe some locally heavy rainfall. We'll continue to monitor that for you. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it?
What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids done bought me a busted machine again.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Reading local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Here to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alice?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Did LC just say that Satchel Paige is dead? This just into the News Talk newsroom. It is 3:08 on Super Tuesday. I'm already tired of it. Welcome to Happy Hour. Rosie Brock is here.
And here they are.
Master Thespian joining us at 5, Brant McDonald, and a cast of dozens.
Please clap.
Thank you, Jeb, without even being prompted. I've been blissfully ignorant all day. I had important things to do. I had to ride my bike. Had to...
How many miles?
I did 4, but it included Heartbreak Hill. Okay. Which is...
Like 2.
Easy.
Itself. Yeah.
Yes. And I don't stand up on my pedals either. I'm no sissy. We don't countenance that kind of shortcut. Anyway, I know that one thing that happened this morning, I think it was either right at the time we left the air at 9 or shortly thereafter, massive outages on Facebook, Instagram, and others. And, of course, your inner conspiracy theory says, well, this can't be a coincidence. It's Super Tuesday. Why would they want people communicating about an election, right?
Yeah.
I don't trust any of them as far as I can throw them.
Yeah.
I don't believe anything they say. I don't want to know their excuses. I just think they're all full of Beazel, Schmeazit, and that's that. Now, I'm thinking of doing a poll today. I posted the News Talk Breakfast Special, which is a semi-regular occurrence on my Facebook page. Depends on whether Rich Thomas
eats
wants to
not.
Eat.
Yeah.
He gets that option every day. Some days he back off. And so today I took a picture of an open-faced peanut butter and jelly sandwich and posted it, and it's gotten a ton of reaction. But somebody in the thread suggested that we have an election. Crunchy versus creamy.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can find that on the, always reverse back to the beginning, but I thought it was a really good idea. It'll be an emoji election.
Okay.
Let me scan and see if I can find this real quick, because it was a good idea. Well, Branch Close says crunchy. I am almost shocked at that. And because the suggestion made sense, it was no doubt submitted by a woman.
You said that was Branch that said crunchy?
No, I just saw he's a crunchy guy.
Yay.
All right, Lindsay Avant says, make a post that says, care react for country, wow react for creamy. And then we compare the two. And then just beneath that, because they used the word schmear in describing the sandwich, Greg Powell says the word schmear is going to haunt me all day.
Uh-oh.
It's not a pap schmear. It's a schmear is a Yiddish term for a quick spread of some substance. You can do a schmear of cream cheese. You can do a schmear of butter, peanut butter, almost anything spreadable. Don't take that into places it doesn't belong. So let's see, can you do that? Let's see, Super Tuesday election special. I'll work on this. If we can get a couple of people to call 272-9228 and mindlessly blather, then I can get this done. This is Joey from Prattville.
Yeah.
Joey.
Hello.
Greg.
Yeah.
How you doing, brother?
Well, I'm getting ready to set up a big Super Tuesday election.
When you open it, that's why I'm calling. All you do is when you go into where you create a new post.
Yes.
It actually gives you an option, create a poll.
Oh, it does. Raise money, then, feeling activity, gift, tag people. Where do you find it? I've never used it, so.
I've done it a couple of times, just asking questions. And it'll allow you to enter multiple questions and you prefer this, and then you can have multiple options under it.
Okay.
Literally, it has create a poll. I'm driving right now, so I can't tell you how to get to it. I can't look it up.
Let's see. Raise money, tag people, check in, feeling activity, photo, video, life, event.
All right. I'll put you down.
I don't do any of this stuff. I'm going to have to study this.
But it should be when you go in to create a new comment, when you click on it, down at the bottom of it, I have the little streamer, and I know usually there's like three little dots, and I click in it, it says create a poll.
All right, I see the three little dots.
All right, see if it'll give you more options there.
It's not giving me the poll option here.
Photo, video, tag, people, feeling.
Well, Hang on one second. Let me see. Pull, blah, blah, create your own what? This is getting very complicated. Family.
If I weren't driving, I'd bring it up on my phone, see, George.
That's okay. No, we're good.
But then the other option is, depending on what type of phone you use, or a landline, or a computer, or an iPad, Facebook has different formats also. I have noticed that. Like, I look at my mom has an iPhone, and I look at her phone, and it's different than my phone.
I may just... Hold on, one other thing that's possible here. Friends accept, custom acquaintances, close friends... You suck, Mark Zuckerberg. You really blow. What a piece of crap. I'm going to work on this. Somebody will figure it out with me, and we'll get it started.
You can put me down for crunchy as long as it's Jif.
Jif crunchy.
This is what people want to talk about. Thanks for the call. Here is J-Tom.
Hey, Greg. I'm mindlessly calling to blunder.
All right, blather away. I am busy here, so feel
okay.
Free.
What I really want to say, Clark's Club came out today and could check out my units and had a Noah's game. His name was Noah. He's real nice.
Yeah, I know Noah. He's been to my place.
Yeah. I just wanted to call in. So you said call in, so that's what I want to talk about anyway.
Let's see.
Took care of me for sure.
Awesome, man. That's great. It's such a great thing to have, not only for the tune-up you get, but knowing that if something goes wrong with the system, they're on the way. 277-2125 or visit ClarkComfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
Hey, you're welcome. It looks like we have another call. This is, it's Randall. Randall, you can go for 10 minutes here. I'm busy.
I just want to tell everybody, y'all get out and stretch your legs and get that pencil so, you know, it working and, you know, ain't gonna have no hanging chads. And get out and go check some of these signs. You know, let's talk about, you know, campaign signs, done a little topic today, and we'll be as they are left out to the next, you know, November and maybe even to get recognition on past that. But, man, I have seen some cool stuff and some cool designs that kind of make that stand out. The peak, the inches of the neck, the catch a glimpse. But man, I ain't going to lie. Jacqueline Thompson got, it's not only her colors are cool now, and I see that she went with a main blue. Like, that's, you know, Hawaii, that's the color that didn't burn, you know, with the blue. You know, everything else burned. And that was, you know, that was melted, remember the frame stuff. Her signs, man. I seen something last night. Had glow sticks all over them, and like they lit up at night. They get cool looking. They just crazy. I mean, it don't. During the daytime, it probably don't look the same. But at night, man, it looks so cool because you can't tell where one stops and the other begins. Then she got some with lights on them, and they at night you can just see them. And I seen one with a, I don't know, some kind of orange. I don't know, some kind of orange flagging on it. Even up here toward where I live, I seen one with a some kind of orange puff on it with a light on it. Man, that thing reflects at night. But Jacqueline got her signs are just, I don't know, they're reaching out and slapping me for some reason. They even took the time to paint the stick that it's on, you know, not just having an old plain metal, you know, shiny piece of silver. She painted on a match, so, man, like.
Her people are decorating their signs.
Yeah, it's starting to, Jacqueline, I think it's, I don't know if yes, ma'am, like, Jacqueline's the only one seen with neon, with glow stick stuff on. You know how she is, though. She gonna go above ground when she does stuff. And then, but yes, ma'am, like, some of the signs, I went by the little Tall County meeting, and they had, everybody had their sign out, and I just took a picture and just looked at the picture and kind of just glanced at it and see which one jump out at you. You could notice different little tweaks and how they mess with the colors to kind of catch your attention. And just, I don't know, the political signs are kind of, people starting to get a little artistic with it. And I can't wait to see what the future holds for them. Like, it ain't just a big eyesore, as the Susan used to say. You know, she get one, boy, so that's something in the
chat. Hey, wait a minute. You brought something up I need to mention.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Guess who's coming back to town?
Bite me.
Blash. So, Old Cloverdale about to be lit again.
Man. Old Cougardale.
Yeah, Old Cougardale. Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, the little bar thing down there, man. It's kind of cool. Like, I guess you can go out there and toast your drink around, and it's outside Alabama State, so you can kind of get the feel of a hometown school, and then you got the bar scene, and man, and then, you know, I know she used to live there too, but like when they hung out at the Pine Bar and the different stuff, it's just, a cool atmosphere over there, man. And then for her to be coming back, the kind of, to leave a little scratch mark here and there, I can't wait. You know, yeah, man, she's funny. Like, she got her own way, and it was always that, you know, how Seth always, you know, say you look good. I mean, Joy, I ain't gonna take it away from Joy. You say you look good all the time too now. So Seth got it, honestly. But
I wonder where my buddy Mr. Spotlow is these days. He has been underground.
I've been thinking about him a lot, man, the past few days. I want to reach out and call him, because when the universe starts tapping you on the back like that, you better reach out and listen to it. I forgot what I was gonna say about that. I don't even remember now. Anyway. But yeah, it's man, I just can't wait, man. I can't wait to see what Jacqueline does, regardless of it just, even if she wasn't gonna win. Like, she is about to make this Tri-County area something special, y'all. And I can't wait to, and Jared, like, having a husband like she got, you know, that's ready to ride shotgun at any minute. You know what I mean? Like, he is just like he campaigns right along with him, like he's running, you know, for his seat and stuff.
I gotta tell you, you know, I love Jacqueline. She's an amazing human being. But he is an amazing husband.
Yes.
Oh, they are so perfectly matched, it's uncanny.
Yes.
And you know, like, we humans, so you know life happens after the court closes, and you can say, hey, when they pull that gown off. But to go home, I know for a fact that she is not going home and getting up the next morning because they went to bed angry at each other, and or because he didn't support her at her little thing. Man, he's asking her, how was your day first and foremost? You know what I mean?
Right.
Before the oven ever comes on. So he's just, I could tell, and he was he walked right along in the parade. He was walking. He wasn't on the back of the trailer. He was walking and kissing babies and taking pictures. You know what I mean? Right along with him. And so it's something different, man, with that group, man. It's something special, man. So, and she's a Taurus too, so that's a whole another animal in itself.
Randall, I gotta run, but I appreciate the call.
Oh yes, sir. Get it, Jack. We'll see y'all.
It's one last day of political ads, so we've got to kind of keep our timing straight today. But the poll—it's not a poll. Just vote. I don't even know how I remembered putting it. That's how ditzy I am today. Use the care emoji to vote creamy peanut butter and the wow emoji to vote crunchy. Wow. Now we know what people care about. There's been a ton of votes on this already. I'm very impressed.
Okay, wow is crunchy and what is creamy? Love?
Care emoji for creamy peanut butter, the wow emoji to vote crunchy.
Okay.
And we will look forward to your response. And let's get Chris here quick before we go to break. Chris?
How are y'all doing this afternoon, Greg?
Oh, I'm dandy. How are you?
Well, they had one person's name is spelled on the ballot, but I had to look really close. I was looking for Jay Quellen, but...
Did you? Right.
Yeah, but she got my vote, of course. But hope she gets it and does really well in this election.
Yeah, me too. I in fact, somebody, there's something going around that I wish I could find it here. I think it wasn't this one. There's a meme going around with her face on it. Where can I find this? I saw it just a few minutes ago. It's got Jay Quellen. It's some kind of a snack. Ah, here it is. Creamy peanut butter. And it's got, see this? Put that down.
Yes.
Thank you. That is...
I'm voting.
Voting? On my poll?
Yes.
You can't vote. You're a Blue Water employee. It's all right. Go ahead.
So I don't have an opinion.
But I think Jacqueline was a crunchy.
Yes, she was.
Okay, so, but anyway, whoever did the artwork on this, a vote for Jay Quellen is a vote for creamy peanut butter.
No.
I like creamy as well myself.
Yeah, me too.
All right, well, y'all have a good afternoon, Greg.
Thanks. I'm not even going to know how to count these up because these emojis are so similar. So let's take a look and see who voted what on the big peanut butter poll. It is 3:24. All right, I mentioned Clark's. It was great to get that nice call from Jay Tom about his Clark's Club membership and them coming out to tune up his system and so forth. That puts money back in your pocket. It's a $180 investment, but you get two annual tune-ups to your system and the guarantee. You buy the word now. In other words, if something does go wrong and you need help, either heating, AC, or plumbing, they're on the way for their members at Clark's. And they've got the best in the business on all three, heating, AC, and their plumbers can solve any mystery from the Buffalo valve to the backyard fence and anything under the house as well. They have technology where they can actually scan and take a tour under your home to make sure all the infrastructure is in good working order. 277-2125 or ClarkComfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. As we get our first traffic of the afternoon at 3:25.
We got our first accident of the afternoon. This is going to be on Troy Highway just before Bell Road. Got a minor accident there. Light to mostly moderate traffic on the boulevards. I-65 and 85 are busy. And, of course, we got some rain in the area and election going on with the polls open this afternoon. Watch out for pedestrians walking to and from the polls and also for vehicles moving in and out of the polling places. They are all over. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Larry Live Oaks, make sure you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Fellow Patriots, this is a call to action. Hi, I'm Cedric Coley, an America First conservative for District 3 of the Montgomery County Commission. I believe our republic is under siege by enemies both foreign and domestic, but I'm not one to just complain. I supported President Trump in 2016. I stood with him a part of the Stop the Steal movement in 2020. I helped raise awareness against tyranny during the pandemic. On Super Tuesday, I asked that you help me hold the line for liberty right here in Montgomery County. Paid for by the committee to elect Cedric Coley, P.O. Box 242021, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who live in concert.
American Woman! Said get away!
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight in the coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea.
The Guess Who live in concert. Your tickets now.
If you're looking for a new couch, you could cut down on expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Because you know you've had this couch for too long. Sure, you've had good times together, but a ripped up cushion is not a fond memory. It's a sign. Notice how other people have couches with two armrests? Now that's living, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new couch. Please, it's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This station presents... No! Really? Wow!
Taylor Swift is so beloved, she can influence an entire generation of women.
No!
She's even changing women's tastes in men.
Really?
Because of Taylor, Gen Z women are shunning wafer-thin baby faces like Timothy Chalamet in favor of muscular, protective men like Travis Kelce.
Wow!
Turns out, chicks dig muscles.
No!
And chest hair.
Really?
And testosterone.
Wow!
So hit the gym, guys, because skinny jeans are out and muscle shirts are in.
This has been No! Really? Wow!
Yeah, when I heard all about that, my thought was,
I'm shocked, shocked.
Hey, you know what we could do today?
What?
Because, first of all, I always dread Election Day, not always because of the outcome. I've had some bad experiences voting at Fraser in the past, but this year you guys knocked it out of the park. Good work. I was in and out of there in under 5 minutes. That was great. It was almost overstaffed with people guiding and greeting, and everybody was friendly, except the voters, because we're all pissed. But, wow, Dow's down 400 points today. Over 1%. We'll talk to Brand about that. Anyway, good work. I only wish I could run up to Elmore or Prattville, assume an identity, and vote for Jake Wellen. This is going to be a night of tension, angst. This is like ratings day for us, you know? How do we do? Because it's really all out of your control until the results are in.
Yeah.
And after all that effort and everything else, so... And I have a feeling a lot of you who listen to the show are going to be going through the same thing, just checking to see, you know, what numbers have come in, how's it looking, and everything else. And just to... I'll tell you what. I will do cartwheels naked down Carmichael Road if she gets more than half.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
But wouldn't it be worth it?
No.
Okay, let's just hope she does really, really well.
Please make another choice.
I am trying to verbalize my potential exuberance, and you are raining all over my happy naked parade.
You are welcome to be as happy as you want to. Just do it with clothes on.
Bah! Is it possible to be happy and do something without clothes on that really works?
No.
Okay, so there. He says he agrees with me for once. Can't do it.
Yeah, but you know him.
Nudity is the magic spice that makes everything more exciting. Driving, you know.
No. In the appropriate venue.
What's the appropriate venue?
Well, a bath, for instance.
Oh.
You know.
And I have 3 issues of the National Enquirer. We can do a little Tabloid Tuesday stuff. There's that prick Fauci. Headline, proof Fauci financed China's COVID lab. $3 million money trail and twisted web of lies. That's all we got from that little prick. We're all tremoring in fear. Never let this happen again. Ever. In fact, one of the LibertyDaily.com, 10th time of the charm, CDC director tells people to prepare for yet another jab this later. Up your ass. Stick your jab up your ass. The only way I'm taking another shot of anything the government recommends is by force. And don't think they're not considering that. I don't know what's in that crap. They're killing people. They're making people sick. Warning, the annual flu shot is being transformed into an mRNA vaccine. Swell. Lack of consent, liver cancer, reduced sexual function, internal documents reveal experimental nature of gender-affirming care. This place has gone nuts. By that, I mean this country has gone absolutely nuts. Oh, our demented president today falsely claimed he won the last 5 polls in a row. What is he talking about? He doesn't even know. Here's from Outkick the Coverage. Don't believe the baby girl lies. Women want an alpha male. Totally agree. How could that possibly have changed? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Jeez, you'll never guess in a million billion years of evolution who's on the phone.
Jay Quallen.
Good guess. Here she is.
Hey.
Hey.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Okay. I'm currently at Mulder Church in Wetumpka.
Yay.
Standing on the side of the road with my parents with a big Jay Quallen sign. Yeah, so how's the day going?
Did you bump into a lot of voters today?
I did. Hey, and there's still a lot of voting left to do. Polls don't close until 7 o'clock.
That's right. Get out there.
Yeah, and by the way, yeah. Rich Thomas says
no
we
rain.
Should, outside of a sprinkle here and there, we should be free of any heavy rain.
Yay.
Through the end of the day and into the evening, so.
No rain. It's beautiful out here. It's a little breezy. It's overcast. My mom's looking at me like I'm crazy. It's a little windy on the side of the road. She's freezing. I'm fine. I think it's glorious out here. Yay!
Yeah, yay! We'll be missing days like this before too long when we're boiling alive in the heat.
So I haven't been able to listen. Has anybody called in and reported any polling places yet?
No, we had a couple. In fact, hang on one second because I want to reference my friend Steve. From Millbrook, he says, heaviest turnout I've seen in my three times as a poll clerk, approaching 500 of the 3,500 votes in precinct with 5 hours to go.
Wow.
Yes. I hope those are Jake Quallen, Tomlinson votes.
Yeah, so do we.
I know. Come on, y'all. Keep me from a runoff. Get out there and vote.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that. You know what I'm saying? Keep me from a runoff. I will not survive another runoff, another election. I can't take it.
Will not survive another 6 weeks.
So do it for me if you want me here to finish my contract. I don't even know when that ends. 2027, something like that. Anyway, if you want me to stick around, you've got to vote for Jacqueline because I don't think I can go through this a second time.
Well, you saw me first thing this morning. What was your assessment? I'm fine. I'm calm as a cucumber.
You're doing great. You're amazing. That's why you're a great candidate.
You and Jared are not. You and Jared are panicked.
We're the men who love you. And that's just the way it goes.
Well, if anybody's polling place is the Wetumpka Civic Center. That's where Jared and Steven are right now.
Aww.
And Lola and Mamaw and Pop and myself and Aunt Amy are at Boulder Church. And Dana and Amy are at the Doster Center right now.
Aww.
So wow. Feel free to heckle them.
Team Jay Quellen is out there
I'm
in force.
Telling you.
Yes. And if you have a yard sign and you want to go out there and get some votes, just be 30 feet from the door.
Awesome. Well, if you get a chance to check in with us again later, if you have any stories to tell, we'd love to hear them.
I will. And if you see me out, honk.
Right. Honk for Jay Quellen.
Honk for Jay Quallen. Bye,
right.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye.
She does seem to be rolling with this beautifully. Me? I'm serious. You've got to get off your ass and vote for Jacqueline unless you want me dead because I don't think I can do this again. I'm too emotionally invested. What's my name? Oh, it's 339. On News Talk 93.1 FM, we not only have Brant will explain this nasty day on Wall Street, but at 5:35 this afternoon, we're going to continue our rundown on the Oscar nominees for this year. And I have a rooting interest in a number of these films. I could care less about all the crap the Academy throws into it, and I don't want to see who's wearing what dress and who looks outrageous. There's some quality films on the list. Yesterday, in our Movie Minute with Miss Murray, we talked about the...
American Fiction.
American Fiction. I highly recommend this movie. Highly recommend it. If you are a conservative, you will be shocked. But you'll also be cheering for this guy. Because we know what the left does. We know what the Democrats do. They pigeonhole. This is why... People have broken out of the system in which they were trapped, like Tim Scott and Byron Donald in Florida and other conservative blacks who have want nothing to do with that. They don't want the Democrats. They don't want the Democrats' plan for them. They want to be their own people. They want to be educated, successful, and thrive. They just want to be seen for who they are as a human being and not for their color first. I don't think they're alone. I think there's a lot. This movie is about a guy who has a great disdain for that whole mentality, writes a book deliberately. He writes literature. There's a funny scene in the movie where he goes to a bookstore and his books, which are literature, are all under African-American studies. And he says, I don't write African-American studies. I write literature. I want these books in the literary section. And the clerk says, well, we just can't do that. Our system has us, you know. So he grabs his own books and carries them to the section of the bookstore they belong in. And then finally, it's really funny. He does sit down and he writes, just to spite these liberal white publishers who want to keep him and everybody else trapped in that same thing, this purposefully, the way they do it, the way they execute it, it's just brilliantly done, and it's very funny. So he writes this book that's just total ghetto gangster, the stereotypical crap. And all the white liberals can't fall. Oh, this is your story. And he's like laughing at them. This is all BS. This wasn't me. He makes up a fictional name for himself. And then, just to see if he can get away with it, he entitles the book The F-Bomb. So when he's on, and of course at first, all these liberal white publishers, we can't print a book called Duck, you know. Mm-hmm. But then when he plays the race card on them, and they, yeah, you know what? It's about time. Somebody had to break the barrier, so we'll do it here. And then a liberal white movie producer comes along and says, I got to tell this story in a feature film, and we're going to call it, you know, Duck. It's incredible. He plays the system so perfectly. And then he's on the committee that selects the book of the year. There's one other a black female author and three white liberal idiots. They all think that that's the best book of the year. This thing that he would call a piece of crap that he just did despite the system. And he's got to vote against his own book because he doesn't want it to win, because then his identity will be revealed.
Right.
How it resolves, all I'm saying is you're going to love it, especially the way they portray the liberal white publishing community. They just did a fantastic job. I laughed out loud more at this movie than I think since I saw Naked Gun. Because you know what a fan I am of sophisticated humor.
That's a lot of laughs.
Well, that's just the way I am.
Is this some kind of bust?
Well, it's very impressive, yes.
And now you know. 3:43, traffic, news, versus forecast.
Traffic is pretty busy all over Montgomery, but we don't have any problems right at the moment, except Troy Highway out near Bell Road. If you're headed outbound, got a minor accident there. We believe that one is about to clear. 231 to Wetumpka is still a bit busy, and we do have polling going on today with the elections. Watch out for folks heading to and from the polls. Some rain in the area. Buckle up. Be safe. We will keep you updated. Spring is coming at Premier Place. Shop Bath and Body Works, Cuts by Us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Carnival, Pharaoh Vape and Phone Repair, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Governor Kay Ivey announced Monday that her office is offering a $5,000 reward for any information that leads to the arrest of the person who detonated an explosive device at the Alabama Attorney General's office on February 24th. Anyone with information about this incident should contact the FBI at 1-800-CALL-FBI. A man wanted in a Montgomery homicide from last summer is now in custody. 34-year-old Irwin Massino has been charged with murder in the shooting death of 45-year-old Dario Juarez. Juarez was shot multiple times August 19th of last year in the 2500 block of Locust Street, which is just off Ann Street. Alabama voters will go to the polls today to cast their ballots in the 2024 primary election. Voters will have the opportunity to select a presidential candidate as well as various other positions on the federal, state, and local level. Exercise your right and get out to vote today. Polls will be open until 7 p.m. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
I'm Alabama's personal injury attorney, Johnny Adams. Alabama's personal injury law firm is the Johnny Adams Law Firm. If you've been injured, call 500-5000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Hey, Republicans, did you hear Alabama had to redraw congressional lines? That means you get to vote for a new congressman in the 2nd Congressional District on March 5th. Lucky for us, we have a chance to vote for Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who pledged to only serve 2 terms in the state Senate and then kept his promise to voters?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who believes in liberty, security, and limited government?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who lived and worked and worshipped in Alabama his whole life? The conservative businessman endorsed by veterans for Trump? The Dick Brubaker who knows border security is national security?
That Dick Brubaker.
Hi, I'm Dick Brubaker, and I'm running for Congress. Military and national security is a proud part of the Brubaker family tradition. For the future of our nation, our children and grandchildren, America, we've got to take control of the border situation. Stop illegals, stop fentanyl. I'm Dick Brubaker, liberty, security, and limited government. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Brubaker for Congress.
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard, using an inefficient lawn tractor, or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero-turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit. With flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores, go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware, US 31, just north of the Pine Level exit.
Right now, you're being placed under arrest for DUI.
You can't rewind a bad choice.
9 heel-to-toe steps, arms at your side. Count out loud. You may begin.
Yes, officer. 1, 2, 3.
Can you step out of the car, please?
I don't understand you.
I said you've had a lot to drink. Are you okay to drive?
Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by Adecolets.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With storm system number 1 moving through, we have the risk of showers and thunderstorms into the evening hours tonight before ending. Very mild tonight, low 60. Tomorrow, the rain chances are small, maybe an isolated shower. High temperature up to about 76 for Wednesday. Upper 70s to near 80 on Thursday with mostly sunny skies. Then all eyes on a big deal storm system on Friday with the threat of severe weather and maybe some locally heavy rainfall. We'll continue to monitor that for you. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Votes, it doesn't matter who votes. It's what you gotta do. Votes. You gotta get out there and vote. cast a vote or cared about it anyway. But now the world has changed, I don't know what to do. Either way I vote, I think the country's pretty screwed. Help me if you can, I cannot choose. And I don't know who should win and who should lose. I wish the candidates could hand out booze. Won't you vote, or don't complain to me?
There's an old standby for Election Day, Super Tuesday on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The big election going on my Facebook page. It's an emoji election. The ongoing debate between creamy and crunchy peanut butter. We have 110 votes already, and we're voting by emoji. If you want to vote, go to my page. Use the care emoji to vote creamy. Use the wow emoji to vote crunchy. Oh, and there's a lot of comments on it, too. Well, I'm only going to be counting the emojis. So that's what I need. If you put anything but the two emojis, it's not going to count in the total. What a stupid idea.
Why?
Nobody's paying. Nobody's following the format I set up. It's just there. So I'll just count it the way it is. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm going to close the polls on this at 5. The other polls stay open until 6. Seven. Anybody has a polling story or voting story to tell us today, we'd love to hear that as well.
They're open till 7, Greg.
As I mentioned, the polls are open till 7 today. So you have no... And by the way, Rich has been able to hold off the heavy rain that was a possibility earlier, but there's still some sprinkles and stuff out there. In fact, let me check the Live in Fear Doppler now to see how we're doing with that. At 3:52.
Yeah.
Wow. Actually, there is quite a bit of green, but it's around our area and moving in this general direction. So we will see some light showers probably around 5:30. Most of Autauga and Elmore and Montgomery counties are going to avoid the heaviest stuff. Looks like northwest Autauga County will get some thunderstorms later this afternoon. So for the most part, rain, the weather is not an excuse to not get off your ass and vote. And vote often, as we used to say in Chicago, where I lived for many years. We are at 3:53 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I want to sample something. It's Jesse Waters' opening statement. And he's got a good sense of humor. We listen to him every once in a while. Let's see what he has to say.
Biden's reelection campaign, which was already having trouble breathing, in a unanimous decision, 9-0, the Supreme Court ruled today that states cannot strip Donald Trump off the ballot. Donald Trump will remain on the ballot in Colorado, Illinois, and Maine, and in every state. The ruling states, quote, states have no power under the Constitution to disqualify a candidate from federal office, especially the presidency. Amy Coney Barrett adding, particularly in this circumstance, writings on the court should turn the national temperature down, not up. Donald Trump called the decision unifying and inspirational and challenged Joe Biden to stop his prosecutors from interfering in the election. Watch.
President Biden, number one, stop weaponization. Fight yourself. Don't use prosecutors and judges to go after your opponent, to try and damage your opponent so you can win an election. Our country is much bigger than that.
Now, the media has been dishonestly selling this case as a slam dunk, raising the hopes of liberals that Biden could win again from the basement because Trump would have been off the ballot in every blue state.
Yesterday's decision by the Colorado Supreme Court was masterful. It was brilliant. And it is an unassailable interpretation of the 14th Amendment.
The Constitution says what it says. The Colorado Supreme Court decided that the Constitution still matters and it applies to Donald Trump.
The ex-president engaged in insurrection against the United States. The Constitution says he is not qualified for office as a result. That is the plain truth of the matter and a straightforward reading of the law.
The great legal minds of cable TV didn't see a 9-0 ruling coming down the pipeline and gave their audience what they wanted to hear. false hope, and eventually disappointment. CNN reported that it was unfortunate that the Supreme Court followed the Constitution.
Unfortunately for America, the court isn't necessarily wrong that this is the way the framers wanted it to be.
Unfortunately for America, the framers wanted freedom of the press, and we have CNN. Now, the press today collectively realized Americans would have to vote to save democracy. The Democrats will have to persuade voters instead of nine judges. And they admitted this with a heavy heart.
It will be up to the American voters to save our democracy in November.
If it means we got to beat them at the ballot box, and that may motivate our base.
You can't save a people from themselves. If they're determined to reelect him after he organized that insurrection,
up your ass.
Arguably our first coup d'etat.
Screw you, you jackoff.
Nothing
stop
to
it.
Stop the people from doing that.
Larry's mad that nothing can stop Americans from voting. They're admitting they don't actually like the democracy that they say they need saving.
Dickhead.
Now, some TV lawyers pretend it was the right decision all along, and they knew it was going to be 9-0.
Yeah.
And I actually think it was the right decision to make because it would have, you know.
Who stuck Whoopi Goldberg's head in a human-sized pencil sharpener? What is that hairstyle all about? They're freakish. They're freakish-looking people, and they're sick in the head. And I hate them all.
Speaking of that,
what?
I was listening to, I think it was a Megyn Kelly podcast, and she replayed part of a Keith Olbermann podcast.
Oh, he is.
Great.
He's deranged. He's just deranged. He got his head caught in a subway door in New York, and he's been a mental patient ever since.
But, you know, he kept saying, mentioning people's names and saying, burn in hell. He'd go one after another, and I thought, oh, my God.
You weren't here when this happened, but when he had his MSLSD show, which, and believe me, even the people that hire him regret it because he's a total jerk-off. But years and years ago, there was a fella that was running for Congress against Martha. This is back in 12 or 14, named Rick, and I can't remember his last name. And he had a heck of a campaign. And he did a TV commercial in which there were people in a tavern recognizing we have to act with urgency here. Gather your armies, right? And like any other liberal, he took that to mean let's start a civil war. And Olbermann used to do a feature called The Worst Person on Earth, and he gave our friend Rick that designation one night and showed the commercial. And in my opinion, it probably made Rick that much more popular because everybody was feeling the urgency. But that's what Keith Olbermann is. He's an angry son of a bitch.
Man.
And I'm being kind. If I didn't have to worry about FCC, the words that would be flying out of your radio right now, most of them would start with F and M. And after all, we are an FM radio station. I need to calm down.
Yeah.
Because I'm really not that upset about Keith Olbermann. Nobody cares. They really don't. Who cares what Keith I'm just worried about Jacqueline.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
It's almost 4. I may make it to 6.
Traffic is pretty busy all over Montgomery, but we don't have any problems right at the moment except Troy Highway out near Bell Road. If you're headed outbound, got a minor accident there. We believe that one is about to clear. 231 to Wetumpka is still a bit busy, and we do have polling going on today with the elections. Watch out for folks heading to and from the polls. Some rain in the area. Buckle up. Be safe. We will keep you updated. Spring is coming at